Text 6. Informative texts. Page 41. New York parents sue 30-year-old son who refuses to move out. A judge in New York has ordered unemployed New York resident Michael Rotondo to move out of his parents' home, effective immediately, after hearing a lawsuit from his parents. Christina and Mark Rotondo took the drastic measure after months of asking, begging, and even offering to pay their son $1,100 to leave the family home. The saga formally began on 2nd February, when the couple gave their son a letter saying, "We have decided that you must leave this house immediately." When Michael ignored the letter, his parents asked for advice from their lawyer to give him a proper eviction notice. On 13 February, he received his second notice. "Michael Joseph Rotondo, you are hereby evicted. A legal enforcement procedure will be instituted immediately if you do not leave by 15 March 2018. However, after another three formal notices, Michael has refused to move out, calling his parents' lawsuit retaliatory. The case will now be held in the Supreme Court later this month, some weeks before Michael's 31st birthday. Taken and adapted from BBC.com. Parents sue deadbeat son to get out of their house. Lazy, unemployed 30-year-old Michael Rotondo has been ordered to get out of his parents' house immediately by a New York judge after his parents said they were fed up of their useless son. Outside the courthouse, Mr. Rotondo continued his complaint about the judge's decision, calling it outrageous. The torment and suffering started in February when desperate Mark and Christina Rotondo found themselves forced to take extreme measures to get rid of their idle, unemployed son, who, as court records state, doesn't help to pay rent or do any chores around the house. When a friendly written notice didn't work, the Rotondos went to their lawyer to ask for help and to guarantee that all their actions were legal and fair. However, after repeated formal attempts, the capricious, selfish man-child has refused to move. In another desperate attempt to help their hopeless son, they even offered him the generous sum of $1,100 to help get him started in a place of his own. There are jobs available even for those with a poor work history like you. "Get one. You have to work," they said, in a dose of tough love, which didn't work either. The anguished parents are anxiously waiting for the Supreme Court's final decision and help from the local sheriff's deputies to remove this source of misery for them. Taken and adapted from New York Post, nypost.com.